We believe that we have to have a strategy regardless of what the county commissioners decide or say or declare, because we all have a huge stake in this argument about whether or not this county is going to be fracked.
That's Suzanne Spiegel with Frack Free Colorado. She is not giving up in her opposition to fracking in Boulder County, despite the commissioner's approval Thursday of new oil and gas regulations. The commissioners approved the regulations after fighting the introduction of fracking on county lands for 5 years by imposing a moratorium. But last year, similar moratoriums in Longmont and Fort Collins were struck down by the Colorado Supreme Court. And more recently, the Colorado Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit against Boulder County because of its moratorium. At the hearing Thursday, Commissioner Elise Jones asked her staff to answer one major question about the new regulations.
Are these regulations the strongest we can get? Are Boulder County's regulations stronger than any other place in the state? And the answer was?
Yes, they are. We adopted these regulations. We believe that they're the strongest possible protections we can provide our citizens under existing law. We think they're the strongest in the state. I also said they are not alone enough. They're an important step that we took today, and we also have a lot more work to do on the issue as a whole. I understand people's concerns and desires not to have oil and gas drilling in Boulder County. The Supreme Court ruled on whether or not we are allowed to permanently ban oil and gas and said no, local governments cannot. So we are trying to do everything that we possibly can to protect our citizens, to protect our environment. And we don't have as many options as we'd like.
Commissioner Jones says the state law needs to be changed to make regulations stronger. At the same time, she says her fears about the possible ramifications of fracking were brought home dramatically by the recent fire on Boulder's doorstep.
We dodged a huge bullet this past weekend when the Sunshine Canyon wildfire occurred. It could have easily swept into town as it was. 1,000 people got evacuated. And that's because it is so hot, so warm. That kind of drought, that kind of wildfire risk is what we are going to experience in a changing climate. It's already happening and it's going to get worse, and we need to do all we can to mitigate that.
In addition to testimony at public hearings, the commissioner said they had received hundreds of emails on the fracking issue. And as a result, County Planner Kim Sanchez said public comments have helped shape and strengthen the new oil and gas regulations.
We've gotten a lot of different comments from citizens, ranging from, you know, how they would like to be noticed, to who should be included in the process, to really technical details that they think should be included in our plans. Citizens have been vitally helpful in this process.
The new regulations come just ahead of when the current moratorium on oil and gas operations will expire in Boulder County. That's May 1st, and that's when oil and gas operations can submit applications for local drilling sites, pipelines, and other facilities. But people like Spiegel with Frack Free Colorado aren't willing to concede the fight against fracking in Boulder County.
This is a public trust. We've invested over $100 million into this land. We've been protecting this land for specific usage, and we believe that the county commissioners should, as it's their fiduciary responsibility, to defend this public trust, Boulder County open space, and also our fundamental rights in Boulder County. And so we believe that this money that we've invested into our county should be used for the legal fund, but we also have to be prepared to do it ourselves if they aren't willing to work with us. It's important that the community knows about this and pushes this in any way we can, because what the corporations don't want us to know, what the state doesn't want us to know, is that we, the people, our rights are higher than any of theirs.
Frack Free Colorado will host a public forum tomorrow to discuss citizens' legal rights concerning fracking at the Unitarian Universalist Church, 5001 Pennsylvania Avenue in Boulder at 2 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.